What do you think the strengths are of this project so far?
I have no doubts. The strengths are in the community. We now have more than 700 people in the community, signed up users. Very active. Activity has gone way up since we announced the upcoming conference. And they are really making an effort to bring the nit and grit of true human voices to the policy debate. In the last month, we've had 90 new mission reports and 500 new comments. It's extremely detailed, extremely lived out experiences that are coming out. I think that's by far the strong feature of the Gyros.
What kind of subjects are your contributors talking about online?
At the moment, we are running a campaign called Living Together, which is about how you manage diversity in a society that requires diversity to be economically competitive. So you are seeing European policy encouraging spatial mobility and people to go and look for work where work is. And of course, that means that societies will get more diverse. And interestingly enough, a lot of people now, right now, are talking about family, are talking about how families are evolving, the nuclear family model seems to be a source of disillusionment for many young people. Simply because they have to go further to look for their destiny somehow, physically, spatially further, they need to reform some kind of quasi-familial arrangements in the places where they go live, where their next of kin stay behind or they go to different places. So everybody's experimenting with this.
What has surprised you about the evolution of the Edge Riders project since it started?
You know, every time I do this, this is now my... at least my third project, which is crowdsourced, radically crowdsourced. Every time I get taken by surprise by just how smart and generous an online community can be. Every time, you know, it starts off with a lot of questions and a lot of doubts. You know, are we going to get this much activity, good levels of contributions, good quality? And every time the results exceed my expectations. The take-home point in this is that there is so much intelligence, competence, passion dispersed in society. And if we can tap into that, we can become a much, much smarter world, with much smarter governance.
The Edge Riders project was originally billed by me, I should say, as an online sharing and mentoring project. Do you think it's now gone beyond that initial premise to be something more, to be something different?
There is a lot of that, of the sharing and the mentoring. We are trying to weave into the project an extra element, which is the collaboration, the close collaboration with an European institution, the Council of Europe and the European Commission, which is our partner in the project. And this thing seems to be taking off. So the vision behind the Gyros is really think where we could get if we had a solid alliance between all of this creativity and all of this, you know, will to collaborate and the collective intelligence of European young people as enabled by the internet and the firepower of governance institutions. This is the vision, the alliance that we are trying to, not to force, because this is too ambitious a goal, but to make a small example, a small instantiation of. And I think this is starting to show. It shows online, and it shows even better offline. We had this workshop in March that was, you know, very uplifting in the sense, and we have high expectations of our upcoming conference in June.